And it is John Gibbons for the Anfield Wrap. Continuing our look at Cody Gakpo, as it looks like he's going to be a Liverpool player. So we will want to find out much more about him. And who else but Dutch football expert Michael Statham to help us out. So, Michael, thanks so much for coming on the Anfield Wrap. Really appreciate it.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You write and talk about Dutch football a lot, and it's become a league which is very much a breeding ground. It's a producer of footballers. That's not to say that that's not all they're doing. There's competitive football going on and leagues to be won and rivalries, but it is very much a division that has a reputation as producing stars that maybe then go on to sort of play elsewhere. I guess what I'm asking is, you know, was the feeling amongst people like yourselves that Cody Gakpo was the next one, and is he the one who's been nearer the top, you know, for a while now?
Yeah. I mean, at Football Dania, we've been watching really closely for years, and we watch these young talents come through the Eredivisie, and you mentioned it's a league for young talent. It definitely is. He's definitely the best player in that league at the moment, now leaving, of course. But I think, first of all, we should just draw attention. Dutch Eredivisie is now the sixth best league in Europe, according to the UEFA coefficients, overtaking Portugal. So you know that you're getting a good young player now. He's come from a really strong league, actually, outside of those top five.
Yeah.
So, this is no player that's just making up the numbers against the lower sides in the league. This is someone who has developed the past year and a half in particular and become a bit of a goal machine and from the wing. And has also become so important for PSV. He helped him lift the Dutch Cup back in May, which is a big step for PSV and also him personally. And of course, the World Cup, it was so important for him to score a goal in each of the group games and proving that he's not just a player, like I said, who can score against the smaller teams. He can do it on the big stage now as well. Something which I too was involved in. I criticised him for it, along with other journalists in Dutch football world, that he couldn't do it against those bigger sides. He couldn't do it in August against Rangers, for example. He got an assist against them, but it was quite a crucial Champions League qualifier for PSV, which it didn't manage to get through. And a lot of talk was about how Gakpo was going to help them get through it. He didn't really do very much over the two legs, and he's had to really go and prove himself. And boy, he has the past few months.